Welcome back to the grind, folks. I got James, the cue ball Chapman.
Cue ball.
Yeah.
Why would I be compared to a cue ball? Is it because I have a massive forehead?
I wasn't gonna go with the forehead. I was just gonna go because you got like a your head's shiny.
Yeah, it is a little shiny.
Yeah. Which I always feel like a cue ball is shiny.
Yeah.
It just made sense in my head. It's there's no sense in explaining it,
Coming from a guy who literally has a USB-C cord tied around his head like he's freaking Rambo of the Office.
I ain't Rainbow the office. I was keeping knife.
Yeah.
Andy.
Do not cut yourself with that thing while we're talking. Did you just do that?
Nick
Yeah, a
myself.
little bit, a little bit. All right. One of
Yeah,
these days you might learn your damn lesson.
but that's fine, There's nothing you can't heal from.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. That's no, there's things you cannot heal from.
Yeah, there's stuff that you can heal from.
Yeah. 2024. Here we are, baby.
We're here, and it's damn. It's I feel like I'm on a damn railroad. That's
Yeah.
not, I feel like I'm hanging behind a train, and it's just driving.
Yeah. I'm doing this thing where our goal is to take 2024 to $30 million. For us to be able to do that, that's going to take some serious work on our side. I'm going right to business now because I only have you for a few minutes today. So I got on my board here. I'm pointing over to my board. 2024 to 30. So that's 30 mil. I'm doing this thing where you have to write out 20 thoughts of how you could get to whatever your number is, right? Hey, I make 50,000 a year. I want to make 75,000 a year, 100,000 a year. So some of the thing is talking about like you got to come up with 20 questions. So far I have or 20 thoughts of how you could do it. So far I only have four. So 20 questions or 20 not questions. I don't know why the hell I keep saying questions. 20 ideas to get you to whatever your number you're trying to do. And it's like, hey, the first ones are easy. Those four I slapped up there pretty quick. I'm stuck at this moment. Now, I think some of these are way too broad. I could define them down, and there might actually be multiple answers in one kind of broad thought, right? Like you shouldn't just put more marketing. We'll like get specific. Like, hey, I should take my Google from X to whatever. I should take my Facebook from this to this, right? Like, I mean, you could get more specific, but I gotta come up with 20. I gotta fill this board up with 20 ideas. I'm interested to share this journey as I go along this year. So it excites me even saying this right now, because I'm hoping somebody's gonna listen to this podcast like 3 years from now. And they're gonna go, oh shit, that's a January 4th podcast or January 5th podcast. Let me go ahead and scroll on down to December and start listening to, or maybe they're going to go on the journey with me, right? And go through this year and see all the losses and the failures and kicked in the nuts and then the wins and the excitements and the disappointments and all this shit and go along this journey with me as we take 2024 to 30 million.
Dude, this I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I love it so much. I damn wrote it down on my board. I'm doing it too.
All right, yeah, I saw you jotting it down. So like I want to do this 20 thoughts situation. Now I will tell you, Gary Keller Williams, great book.
Yeah.
What's the book? Oh my God. The One Thing.
One thing. Yeah.
The One Thing. He talks about in that book how they sat down and were talking about like they came up with 100 solutions for making the business grow. And narrowed it down all the way to one. So they did
So,
100.
that's actually that's a cool piece there. I was on the phone. I was on the phone call with a guy at a different brokerage trying to figure out some ideas. Da, da, da. He came up with which also kind of. I'm gonna be full ADHD today,
Yeah.
but I was on the phone with this guy. We were talking about his business and some of the things that took him to where, he went from, 10, 15 agents, 25 agents to 250. And then I also was scrolling on the social medias last night before bed, and there was a little reel about purpose-driven businesses and how you work it from the natural thing is like, hey, we offer this product, this is why it's good, this is why you should buy it, versus why should you buy it, what is why we build what we build, and then da da da, right? So it kind of works the system backwards. But the reason I say that to say this is the guy I was on the phone with, his entire business, he was basically doing exactly what you're doing, and built it down and boiled it all the way down to purpose-driven business, which in his case was solving homelessness with real estate across the board, solving all homelessness, right? We're going to do everything we can to move the ball forward. The moment he started doing and using that purpose-driven mindset inside of his business, like, hey, we're going to take this company, but what can this company do outside of real estate, right? Or what can this company do outside of blank? And how can that be our main goal? But this is how we do it. So for him, it was how we're going to solve homelessness by being in the real estate game. And then they started being able to do like all of these fundraisers, I guess you would call them, philanthropy, to help solve homelessness. And so his first year of doing this, coming up with the idea like you just did, boiling it down to one, or like you just mentioned, he was able to have the absolute best year he's ever had by using his purpose-driven business for this thing. But it all came from the exact same thing that you started with, this.
Yeah.
Except yeah. He got this entire team together, and that's what they did.
You know, I mean, I think a lot of times, like, I mean, there can be issues. You have people who just don't think about why the things are the way they are, right? Like, hey, I don't make enough money. Business is not growing enough. Like, they have that complaint, but then they stop and go, okay, why? Yeah. And normally the answers will be all the outside factors, right? Mm-hmm. If they take it that far. So you got people who just keep it surface level, right? And then the next person will drill down to the reasons why they think it's the way it is, right? And they'll list all the exterior external factors first. The things that, why it's somebody else's fault, or why it's, you know, the president's fault or whoever's fault, right?
Right.
And then the next layer, people will go to the internal things, the things they think that could do it, which is really where you should start if you're going to start looking at stuff. But a lot of times, man, it's amazing us as humans how we can overcomplicate problems. You know, I mean, we're all about hearing solutions. I mean, let's be real. I mean, it's the only reason podcasts like ours probably exist.
Yep.
Right. Most of it, like, it's somebody else telling you that, and then you're nodding your head to it, when really, like, the answer is right there inside of you. You just got to take a little while and think through it. Like, it doesn't take much if you do it. Like, just stop and think, okay, why do I feel this way? Right? Why really do I feel this way? You know? So, like, I'm going through some, I just went back through my 2023 goals and my results to them. And I sent all that plus my financial statement to my business partner. Okay. And I sent all that to Eddie, who's been on the podcast. I sent that to him because, man, we've been sharing stuff for a long time. I look up to him. He's done a lot of things I want to accomplish. Right. So I did my financial statement. Financial statements up. That was one of my goals I hit. My net worth went up. I mean, like, I had a 17% change in that. It's phenomenal. Best percent change ever. So that's great. But then I ran through my personal budget, went through the rest of my goals, where I hit, where I missed, where I kind of, you know, like, hey, where it could have been better. Set my new 2024 goals, which I put on my phone, by the way. It's the screensaver to my phone, so I see it daily. All right. And at any moment, I can pull it up and say, hey, here's my goals. There they are. They're right there with me all the time. Back to the point, you know, I was sitting there looking at, I'm not happy with the money I'm making. Yeah, I'm great and happy where my net worth is moving. It's going in the right direction. Well, phenomenal. But like, I need to make more money right now. Like, I want to make some more money. I need some walking around money. You know, I need some shoe money, right? So like, I want to see more cash flow come in monthly to me.
Yep.
So I can use it as I see fit. And the thing is, though, year over year, my money's up. And then I did my personal finances, just went through that, how I finish out the year, pour a P&L on me personally, like look through all the places I spent money. Holy shit, inflation is fucking real. If you look back at it annually, my grocery and food spending is way up, right? I'm looking through all this stuff. I'm trying to see how I can tighten things up or where I can purposefully use money. That's a whole nother podcast. But like, my goal is to keep myself broke every month once I get paid. Yeah. Once I take money from the company and it pays me, I try to get that money dispersed everywhere and stay broke. Can't spend money if you've already spent it somewhere else on things you need to, right? So anyways, doing all that, and I'm like, I just feel tense about it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Margin was tighter than I want it to be. And there's things I want to accomplish still. Like, I'm ready to start looking for that lake house. You know, I'm ready to start looking for that next investment property. And my numbers aren't like I want them. So, you know, then I'm feeling frustrated. So I'm going back to this point, like, hey, man, how do we squeeze more juice out of this thing? Well, we're already doing all that. Like, we're pushing everywhere to grow this thing. We have big, ambitious goals. We've reinvested a lot back in the company. And then I realized, like, the question isn't, I mean, it's still something I want to achieve. I want to get more money out of it, year over year. Thing is, though, like, fact comes back down to it. I sat there and analyzed long enough. I'm turning 40 in 3 months. That's what it really breaks to. I'm turning 40 in 3 months, and it's made me ever analyze what kind of money I feel like I should be making at 40. My kid's 11. I'm turning 40. My kid's 11. She's going to be out of the house. I'm going to blink my eyes. She's going to be gone. There's going to be all these wonderful things I wanted to do. And I'll feel like I'm getting there quick enough to be able to do them so I can have all these experiences with her and stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all these little things where I'm going, it's not just, hey, it's not I can't pay my bills. No problem that. I'm efficient with my money. I pay my bills way ahead of time, have leftovers. But I'm comfortable in that. And I want this new stuff to be able to achieve and be able to keep that comfort level. So I need more money to do that. Okay, cool. But like, I'm creating a situation of frustration out of something that shouldn't be frustrating.
Yeah.
You know, like I know I went really long on that, but
no,
that was the next. I'm making something frustrating for myself. Like, it's outside factors, and it's not. It's me.
But the fact that you were able to boil it down to that, that's a big improvement, dude.
Well, for sure. But it didn't happen at first.
Yeah. No, it never
did.
You know,
actually, I didn't even discover it really. I discovered it on my own, but it wasn't until I started talking to my business partner. We sat down after we shared goals. I went and had breakfast with him, started talking through my goals and stuff. And then after that, I realized, like, you know, really, that's my main thing. Because as I was pushing him on things, he was explaining his viewpoints on why we're doing certain things with the company, where we're going, how we're trying to be conservative, the plan, right? And then I realized I'm antsy because I'm about to turn 40 and there's things I want to achieve.
Yeah.
It's really what it is.
Them big boxes is what you're looking for.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
So, you know, just take a minute and really work on why you're feeling whatever way you're feeling.
Yeah.
Like, that includes excitement too. Don't just take that at surface level either. Like, you're freaking fired up, something happened, you just had the best day ever. Why did you have the best day ever? You know, your significant other wake you up with a little bit of fun time, right? Start your morning off right. I don't know. You know, maybe the person in the Starbucks line bought your coffee for you in front of you. Like, what is it? What made it the best day ever?
Yeah.
Think through it.
That and this is a good point where journaling at the end of the day, I've got a journal in the morning and I've got a journal for the night. Just the, you know, one of them is like a 5-year journal, so I can, and this is actually, I just finished my first year of it. So I get to see kind of where I was at January 1st of last year, January, whatever. And so that's like my morning journal. I just jot it down in the morning of like whatever the prompt is, kind of like whatever. And then my end of day is actually like, it's a little bit deeper of a journal of like, you know, what actually my plans are for my life. Like, what actually am I looking forward to? What was, you know, what are the things that I need to work on as a human being? Whatever it is. But it also allows you to kind of process the day in the sense of, I wrote this down, but why did I write this down today? Right? What is the little piece to that? You know, why is that happening? Like, what today was beneficial for me to grow? Or why was I upset? Why was I happy? Why was I sad?
I like that.
So
Here's what I found.
I think it's a benefit.
Yeah. Hey, that made me think of something that I really hadn't put much thought into till you just said it. I know everyone dreams most nights, right? But I'm the guy that I would go to bed and I'd go to sleep very peacefully. And I'd wake up, remember no dreams. It was rarity that I remember any dreams. Remember having dreams, even if I can't remember what they were about, even remember the thought of like, oh man, I know I was dreaming. Like, I remember there was crazy things going on, right? Never for a long time now. But here recently, the past 3 weeks, it's weird. I've went to bed and like sat there and I've been like extra tired here lately. And I've tried to make it a point to not, once I get in bed, a lot of times I sit there and read on my phone. I read about something I'm researching. Like right now, I'm like all about hot rods. So I'm like reading about engines and stuff like crazy. A lot of times I get in bed, I'm like, I'm so tired. I was dropping my phone on the floor at night. I go to read something and I immediately fall asleep. So I've made a point, like I get in bed, like, ooh, I want to read about, you know, crankshafts, right? I mean, whatever. Okay. That's just what I'm into right now. Or, you know, how like, you set, you know, like how you balance crankshafts and just all this stuff. So when I went to get in bed, long story short, when I went to get in bed, I'd be like, man, I'm too tired. I know if I try to start reading about this, I won't make it the first paragraph and my phone's just gonna hit the floor. I'm gonna wake up to my alarm and like try to find my phone on the floor, whatever. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit my phone down and I'll think about some of that stuff. And like I sit there and think about the little pieces of it that excite me, right? Or maybe think about like cruising in my hot rod. And having it fixed, or just whatever, just like exciting thoughts, whatever it may be. Maybe it's gonna look up something about insurance, and I just there and lay the ha have the exciting idea and the thought in my head, and would think about it going to sleep. Dude, I've had the most like wild dreams. Like every morning I wake up and go, "Fuck, man, I was dreaming all night." And like some of them I do remember well, most of them I do not. But it's like I've put myself in the headspace to like. I don't know if I'm just like going to sleep happier
Right.
or what, but it is amazing to me the way my mind has just went wild at night, just all these dreams. It's unreal. I don't know what the point is to that, but it's freaking cool.
And but there's something to it. There's something to that because I don't know if you remember me talking about something that I was doing where I would lay down in bed at night and like right before I fell asleep, I would just put my mind to work on a question or like I just think about a question and then as kind of like right before you fall asleep, you're thinking about the question and then bam, you're out. And a lot of those times I was having either dreams or I was waking up with some sort of an idea about the thing that I fell asleep about. Because it's like your brain was just working all night on this whatever process we were working on. And bam, it's either there in the morning or at least some sort of a idea is happening. So there's something to it for sure, dude.
Yeah, I gotta do some more exploring with this video because it's like wild because I feel like I've not dreamed in forever.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, man, I mean, it's just firing all night.
Have you ever taken like magnesium thionate?
Yeah. Not that I know of. I mean, I take a multivitamin sometimes, but not very often.
But magnesium threonate, it helps like with sleep, and I've noticed that I'm able to remember my dreams a lot better when I'm taking it, but also my sleep quality is ridiculously high, just judged off of a Whoop. I don't know how accurate it is, but I can tell when I don't take it, my Whoop response is a little bit different.
Huh.
So
Interesting.
it's yeah, I would do some research on it. It's also good for like stress and anxiety and just in general, just a natural supplement that you can take that will help alleviate and calm the body and mind. It's cool, dude.
It's awesome. All
Yeah.
right. Well, look, I think we've hit this pretty good. Look, do me a favor if you listen to this. I guess you wouldn't hear me if you want to listen to this, but like, I'm not saying you should go out and build extravagant goals. Do two things, man. Think about next time you feel a certain way that's on the fringes, either way. Super happy, super frustrated, super sad, whatever. Like try to get to the root of why you actually feel that way. You know? Unless like somebody died. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You're freaking sad, somebody died. Like, right? So, but like think about what's putting you there. And then the other thing is, like, I'm not telling you you got to have goals on your phone, you got to have all these comparisons, but I will tell you if you don't track it, you can't measure it. If you don't measure it, you can't change it. And if you don't do any of that, you can't fucking complain, man.
Yeah.
Like, you need to try to mitigate your complaining anyways, but you damn sure don't have any ground to stand on if you won't do some form of tracking in anything. If you're fat, you want to be skinnier. Like if you're broke, you want to have more money. Like if you don't track it, you can't measure it. If you can't measure it, you can't change it. Just pick one fucking thing, man. One thing. And if you won't do that, then like, what the hell's the point? And I don't care if that's just how many freaking double cheeseburgers from McDonald's you shove in your mouth. Do something, track something that you want to change. And then track it, right? And then after a little while, measure it. And then maybe make some adjustments so you can change it. All I got.
Inspect what you expect. Guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time. Happy New Year. If you haven't started to get after it and your business is not picking up the way you wanted it to just in the first week, it's okay. Keep pushing. But if it has, jump on that train, baby, and ride it out.
Dude. All right, I am gonna add one thing. I almost did that bitch move yesterday. Yesterday was my first day back. I took 2 4-day weekends back to back. It's wonderful. I needed it. It's phenomenal. Yesterday was my first day back. Sick as shit. Sick as shit. And I was like, man, what a great start to the year. Sound like every other little piece of shit quitter, right? I was like, what a great start of the year. I was really sitting there feeling fucking sorry for myself over that. Like that first day determines my entire year. What a bitch thought, right? So, yeah, you know what? It is your first week back. It's probably gonna be tough a little bit. You're trying to get back in the routine. You got some new things. You talked a big fucking game while you're on the holidays, drinking beers with your buddies and all that eggnog and playing grab ass, right? Like, it's gonna be tough right now. Good. Like, it's supposed to be,
Yep.
you know? And if you're knocking out of the park, keep that motherfucking momentum going, baby.
Amen.
But like this week does not determine your year.
No.
You
What
know?
a great start to the year.
Yeah, that dude, I'm dead serious. I did that driving from the office on. I was like, man, what a bitch talking right now. It lasted about 3 seconds. It was 3 seconds. And then I immediately caught myself. I was like, what in the hell is wrong with me?
At least you caught it. Hey, most people don't even catch it. Hey, with that being said, check out our sponsors, Jocko Fuel and Origin USA at checkout. Put in the code GRIND10, GRIND10. And go get you some. Today is episode 261 and the very first episode of the year. So we're going to
Yeah,
be
come on.
rolling them down for this year. We got We got many. I don't know how many weeks are in a, or how many, yeah, how many weeks are in a year, you know? 54,
52.
52. Yeah, 52 more podcasts coming to you this year.
I don't know about
Beep.
52 because it says a week of the year.
Oh.
So it'll be what? 51. 51
Enjoy
months.
every single one of them that we're going to give you. And if you don't enjoy them, leave us a bad review. Mention something about James's podcast.
That's big talk right there, baby.
I don't even care. Don't even care. That's where I'm at this year. Okay.
Right. Fair
Not a lot
enough.
of shits to give around to hand out.
You better
But
start making some fucking sense of what you're talking about when you're on this podcast.
Addison doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Addison talks about
No.
machines and gears and then gets off on a tangent about wine. Guys, we appreciate you. We love you. And until next week, talk to you then. James?
Grinder out.